Well, it was TV's big night in Los Angeles. The Emmy Awards were on and the big winner was the Netflix drama Adolescence. There was no Irish winners last night. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke joins us. Evelyn, the big winner was indeed the hard-hitting and I think brilliant drama Adolescence. It won big.
It certainly did. I mean, no big surprises really, I suppose. There was such a build-up about it. It had 13 nominations, Audrey, and then last night scooped 6 trophies. But the ones it scooped are the real heavy-hitter ones. For example, Stephen Graham, who's the co-creator, of course, of the series and played the dad, Eddie Miller, so brilliantly, he won. Erin Doherty, who played the psychologist, Bryony Ariston, for that one episode, she claimed her award for supporting actress. But I suppose the one that everybody's talking about this morning is Owen Cooper. Owen Cooper, of course, and I think he's the grand age of maybe 14, 15 now, but he was so young, 13, playing that 13-year-old character, Jamie Miller, really kind of plucked off the streets. He'd done a little bit of drama before that, but he gave a very modest, humble speech last night saying 3 years ago, I was nothing, which is quite funny. And there he is now winning. And the significance of him winning is big because he's the youngest male actor to win an award and in that category as well. So we already know he's in Heathcliff, that new movie that's coming, due to come out, I think, on Valentine's Day. The career that's going to be one that's going to be really interesting to watch.
Oh, it sure is. Let's hear him savouring his moment.
Owen Cooper, I love him.
Standing up here is just, wow, it's just so surreal. Honestly, when I started these drama classes a couple of years back, I didn't expect to be even in the United States, never mind here. I think tonight proves that if you listen and you focus and you step out your comfort zone, you can achieve anything in life. I think if you listen and you focus and you just step out your comfort zone a little bit, who cares if you get embarrassed, you know? Anything can be impossible. But a big thanks to my parents, to my mum, my dad, my family, the ones who love me and the ones who I love.
That's Owen Cooper there, and brilliant for him. I think his parents at least were expecting him to become a footballer, but here he is on another path. The Pitt also won, Evelyn. What's it about?
It's Noah Wyle, who of course we all loved as Dr. Carter back in the day, Eeyore, but he's leading this really kind of heavy hitting medical drama, he won, and it also won Best Drama Series, which is a huge award for it to get. So it really made its mark last night. It had got nominations, but him winning that and then getting that award, hopefully we'll get to see it soon. But The Studio was the other big win on the night. It had 23 nominations. It won 4, but very popular because people know Seth Rogen so well. It won the Best Comedy Series. It won Best Directing for him as well. And interestingly, as you say, real disappointment for the Irish last night. We were really hoping that Colin Farrell was going to win that award for his role in The Penguin. I mean, what he does in that role, you don't recognise him. Like, he spent, I think it was 3 to 4 hours a day getting prosthetics on for that role. And he talked about that being really freeing. And what's interesting is that his co-star, Christine Milioti, won, which is great. But it was really disappointing because I think there was a lot of expectation that he might do very well last night. Ruth Negga, of course, was up for Presumed Innocent. She plays opposite Jake Gyllenhaal in that drama series. Again, disappointment for her, but what an actress. And Sharon Horgan, another woman on the rise, and Rise was nominated. So they were there looking fabulous. We saw them on the red carpet looking great and gave very gracious speeches afterwards.
Actually, they don't need the big prizes. We know they're stars. We know they're brilliant. But Severance got a lot of nominations, didn't it? And White Lotus as well. They were expected to do well, but they didn't do as well as hoped.
Yeah, White Lotus had a funny old run for its third series there. The Traitors, actually, Irish audiences would love this. It won Best Reality Show with Alan Cummings. You don't need to tell the Irish that The Traitors is the best reality show. But yes, Severance certainly did take home a few awards as well. The other thing that's notable, of course, is that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the reaction to him winning was extraordinary. I got shivers down my spine. We know that series has run for a long time. It hadn't won before. It was announced a few months ago that it was ending next year by CBS. The reaction to Stephen Colbert's win was really, really heartening, I have to say. And the other thing that's a bit of fun is the host himself, Nate Bargatze, not a huge name here, but massive in America. He put up this thing on the screen that for every speech that went over 45 seconds, he was going to donate $100,000 to a charity. But for every speech that went over, it went down. So as each person was receiving their award as they spoke, once they went over 45 seconds, the clock, the money started running down on the screen. So that was very entertaining. But in the end, of course, he made it up and gave them $250,000. So they did okay too. But a lot of fun on the night.
Evelyn O'Rourke on the Emmys. Thank you very much indeed. It's 8:32. Let's get a news update now from Brian.